live in the present tense. Now. Live in the present tense now. And when you do that, everything works out perfectly for you and for everyone else in your world. That's all that matters. Live in the present tense now.
It's the only time there is. And the sooner we start doing it, the sooner we'll be happy. Can you live in the present tense now? And the answer basically is no. Because we're training ourselves every single moment of our life to live in the past. This morning at the breakfast table, Ellen was telling us all about the past. She was telling us all about her experiences and all the wonderful things that have taken place in her life. And then I thought to ask her, but I didn't. Ellen, do you have anything new to report today? Anything wonderful to report that's going on in your world today? Or are we always going to live in the past? The tendency for all of us is to live in the past because we tell stories about what happened. Now, Anita spoke up and said, oh, I had so much face mail this morning. I had so much back mail, face mail, so much face mail, so much. Now, she didn't tell us one single thing of what she did about it. She didn't tell us that she answered her face mail and that she answered the various things that came to her and talking about living in the now. She just continued, oh, I had. This is past. And this is what all of us do. We live so in the past, we wonder when the present is going to be in our life. And the present is going to be in your life when you start living in the present. What are you going to do now? When the child scratches his knee, the mother says, come here, sweetheart. And she kisses the knee now, right away. Doesn't wait. And says, all good, go play. Some mothers say, oh, dear, we must put antiseptic on it. We must wash that. Oh, we got to put a bandage on it. And we have to do this. The bandage, of course, is to keep the bacteria in, you know, and not let the body normally pump it out. But this is what we do. We live so in the past. We're living in what is there now. Did the mother say to her child, you have an ideal body. You live in your ideal body. You have the most beautiful body in the world. You're so healthy. You're so fantastic. What would happen if a mother were to say that to her children? That's what they would live. That's what they would express. That's what they would be. That's how they would express their life. But we don't do that. Why? Because our parents didn't do that to us. Why? Because their parents didn't do that to them. Why? Because their parents' parents didn't do that to them. It's just coming right down, and it's going to continue forever and ever and ever until somebody starts to make a change. No. Are you the one who's going to make the change? Are you the one who's going to start to make the change? Are you going to make a change in your life when you go to the breakfast table? Oh, I had several wonderful emails, and this is what I said. Oh, I had a wonderful telephone call, and this is what I said. And this is what I believe. And you say, well, that's what we do. No, you don't. You first go into what they said. You first go into the past. You don't just forget the past and jump into the present. Now, you say, well, that's the way life is, isn't it? Yeah, That's the way life is. Is that the way you want it? How do you want life? Do you want to live always in the present or always in the past? And unfortunately, we always want to live in the past. Now, are you able to say to your dog, sit, and have the dog sit? Or does the dog still need many commands before it sits? Now, who needs that many commands? It's you. Because you don't believe that your dog is going to sit. You don't believe that your dog is going to respond instantaneously to what you're doing in the now. The more we live in the now, the more we live every idea, every thought, every attitude of mind in the now, the more those things will happen now. Do you think as you're going into the other room, Ellen was commenting. Ruby was looking up at the counter here, and she was looking for Sammy, because Sammy the Cage was usually up there, and Sammy was there while we have breakfast, because Ellen likes to introduce Sammy to the family at breakfast. And Ruby didn't see Sammy there, and so Ruby walked away and sat down. She didn't care. She lived in the now. She's living in the present tense. She's living in her happiness. And if we think when Ruby goes to the gate where Sammy sometimes comes, and that there's going to be a scuffle, there's going to be a misunderstanding, well, then we're creating that. If we say, that's a girl, Ruby, you lay there and you talk with Sammy. That's a girl, Sammy. You lay there and talk with Ruby. Talk, share, love. We have to begin somewhere to put the cause in motion to live in the present. And now is the time that we can put that cause in motion to live in the present, if you want to. But do you want to? And the answer is no, because it's a habit. We used the term the other day, comfort zone. We have a comfort zone, and that comfort zone is what we are familiar with, what we are familiar with doing. And our comfort zone is being familiar with complaining about certain things, complaining about other things in life. And Anita comes back from her visit with the, what was the name of that shop?
The Homemaker
Shop. And when she comes back from it, she tells the story, living it now, and how the people were responding so beautifully to her living it now and to her attitude. She lived an attitude, and those people responded to that attitude. And they responded beautifully because she believed in it. And just like Ellen, she goes into the stores, and she says, you know, you can go to Trader Joe's any day of the week. It's crowded. And I went in there on a Saturday, and it was really crowded. No place in the parking lot or anything. But, Ellen, did you find a place in the parking lot? Well, then, isn't that what is important? And then Ellen, in that crowded parking lot where no place was, right there in front of me was my place. And I went in the store, and I shopped, and all the people were so happy to help me and so happy to work with me. And I was done in no time because they had everything I wanted. And they had everything, the price that I wanted. And I'm just a smart woman shopping in Trader Joe's because that's what I like to do. And I went over to the other stores, and the other stores were crowded, and the other stores were not having what I wanted. Don't tell about them. Tell only about the stores that had what you want, because wherever you go, in any store you go in, they have exactly what you want. They have exactly the type of things you like, and you know it. Now, we live in the present tense, whether we like it or not. We try to push ourselves into the past tense. We try to look at documentaries and movies of the past, movies of the presidents and so forth, what they had gone through in their lifetime. Well, who cares? What are we doing now? Do we have the ideal legislators? When I was in Nigeria, they were having a little trouble with their legislators. And we were at the Unity School there, where there were 2,000 children all gathered in a large circle in front of us. And I said to them, boys and girls, your mothers and fathers are the legislators of this country. Your mothers and fathers are the people who make this country a success and a happy place to be. And you love your mothers and fathers, and you say, we have a wonderful mom, wonderful pop. And then you say, our country is operated by the ideal legislators. We have the ideal legislators. And do you know, in the very next election, there was a vote to put more money in the hands of the people, to put more of the benefits of their oil and drilling in the benefit to the people. And how did that happen? Because of me? Because of what I said? No, because all of those children said that. I wasn't worried about the finances of Nigeria. I'm not worried about any finances of any country. But I'm an American, and America has the most beautiful finances in the world. Do you know, we can spend trillions and trillions of dollars that we don't even have. And yet somehow we're never in debt. Isn't that interesting? We're never in debt. Now, how can we do that? Maybe we ought to learn something from our legislators. Maybe they have some special little trick or treatment of how to run their country and how to run the pocketbook and not be in debt. Well, I think the legislators are living in the now. We need it now. And so they print up money. We need it now. So they print up stocks and bonds. We need it now. And so they take care of it. You can do the same thing by living in the present and forget the past. If the past comes up to you and says, naughty, naughty, you stubbed your toe, you had a toothache, you had the flu, you had this, you had, hey, that's past. Why must I suffer for something in the past unless I think about it? So at all times, I think only in the present tense. Perfect present tense, now. And I'm the happiest guy in the universe. And I want you to all join me in being the happiest guy in the universe. And print up your own money. Be happy. And you print that up mentally by saying, I am independently. I am independently wealthy. Now, is there any better way of printing up money than that? Not at all. And does it work? Yes, it does. And are you independently wealthy? Yes, you are. And are you happy? Yes, you are. And do I love you? Yes, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.